This song opens a play in Madrid's downtown Malasaña. On stage, the bodies of a group of young African men create the shape of a boat navigating to the Canary Islands, the gateway to Europe. Crouched among them is Omar, one of the founders of the unstable African Corel Theatre Company, whose actors are all immigrants without papers.
Mi nombre es Omar Sylla, soy senegalés.
My name is Omar Sylla. I come from Senegal. I caught a fishing boat to Tenerife. There were 57 people on board, and the journey lasted 6 days. I came full of hope and many dreams of having a better life than I had before, that I'd be able to achieve many things and help my family.
Omar was 17 when he made the treacherous journey to Spain. Self-assured and low-key, the now 23-year-old is a far cry from the overweening egos you might expect from a theatre project. Because this troupe is sharing their own stories for a political reason. Omar's wide smile is charming, but his message is deadly serious. He wants Spaniards to know what life is like for the Africans who work their streets and to get the laws that persecute them changed. In the play, Omar's character is brashly optimistic. He tells all his fellow migrants they will instantly find well-paid jobs. Instead, unable to get work papers, the men find themselves scraping a living, hawking pirated DVDs and fake Ray-Ban shades on the pavements of Spanish cities. This type of work is known as top manta here, and it's high risk. Sellers move like meerkats, poised to run at any time to escape heavy punishments meted out by the authorities. In this scene, an undercover policeman arrests and hauls away a protesting seller. It's an experience that Omar knows only too well. He worked flogging DVDs in Madrid for a year and a half after a poorly paid, back-breaking stint in the roasting greenhouses of Andalusia. He was arrested 3 times and could barely scrape a living, and he saw that he wasn't the only one.
I saw there were many immigrants here, having a really hard time. And if we don't stand up to this, it will get worse. So we cannot do nothing. You have to react or do something. We realize, like our slogan, Mbolo Moye Dole, united we are stronger.
3 years ago, he helped found the Madrid Association for Migrants Without Papers, which campaigns for the rights of the undocumented.
It's a group of people with different nationalities from Europe, Africa, Bangladesh, and it's an association that fights for the decriminalization of top manta workers, for New World, against injustice, and above all, against all that is happening to immigrants in Spain.
The theatre is just one arm of the group's work. Omar says it's the latest tack after years of demonstrations, talks and lobbying. And while the show tells a tale of disappointment and dashed hopes, it's also a celebration of victory. Last year, Omar's group successfully campaigned to get top manta work downgraded to a non-imprisonable offence. Omar describes this achievement as an important step, but says the fight is far from over. Copyright laws mean street sellers still face crippling fines, and life is generally getting harder for Spain's migrants. Natalie Cesena, who directs the company, is impressed by the public stand of her actors. She's often had to negotiate their release in police stations and courtrooms.
It's very brave to go on the scene and to say, I'm not legal, but I'm here, I have a voice, I have right to live in this country. Always I admire person who have a dream.
Omar has his papers now, but this won't stop him campaigning.
Yo estaría contento y feliz.
I would like to live without injustice, to change the world, so that even though you come from another place, you could be considered as another citizen, not just as an immigrant.
For himself, he'd just like a decent job. Meanwhile, he'll keep pushing for inclusion for Spain's immigrant community. For Deutsche Welle Radio, I'm Hazel Healy in Madrid.